This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Here it is, a Thursday, the 2nd of February, Groundhog's Day. And here in Rutherford County, he saw his shadow. That's sort of sad. Yeah, he saw his shadow today. We were hoping he wouldn't see his shadow, but he saw his shadow. And Anthony, you know what that means.
We got to have some extended bad weather.
Yeah. He got scared, ran into the hole. I saw it happen. At least I saw one of them over near me. Have you seen some of the groundhogs? These are big, ferocious things, and they shouldn't be scared.
No, they shouldn't be scared. I'll tell you what, I hadn't seen many. I've seen one or two. What I have seen was a lot of skunks around the camp.
Man, slow moving, because yeah. They're flat on the road.
They are. There are a lot of them been run over by our citizens. And they
tell
seem to be everywhere. I don't know what's the deal or why so many of them.
I've noticed that too. For the rest of you, it seems like everywhere you go, there's a skunk in the road.
There's
dead skunk in the middle of the road, Anthony.
I know, Bart. I smell them. It seems like they work.
I was giving you a cue, an opportunity to break out in song. That was probably before your time. Do you remember the song Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road?
I do not.
Okay. See, he's just
you had to sing it for me, boss.
Probably not. That may not happen. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Hey, is that me, Bart?
That is you. Good morning.
I'm just going back to the skunk situation. I was discussing that with my mother about 3 weeks ago because I noticed a lot of dead skunks in the road going to work. And I talked to this fella and he said it's the mating season for skunks. And that's the reason why so many was getting hit at night. So I'll just hang up and listen to y'all guys. Have a nice day.
Thanks for calling. Yeah. Well, that's an interesting statement. I'm glad it doesn't happen that way with people.
No, that's true.
I guess they're thinking about girls, and they are not watching for cars. So that could be mating season for skunks. Got to happen for everybody. Yeah.
They do, but they are very active. Well, they're getting hit because
they're not real active. They're a little slow right now.
But they do seem to be, there are a lot of them seem to be moving around. Well, not moving around. Actually, we see them all dead in the road.
Yeah.
But
and boy, do they smell.
They smell kind of stay in your vehicle for quite some time.
Other than skunks, what have been the main calls this week over at the Ag Center?
Bart, we still have a lot of folks calling about lawn care. You know, the weather is warm. Mm-hmm. And they want to get out and get in their yards and do some work. And they've probably seen a lot of weeds and things come up at this time. And want to put out some pre-emergence. We're still really not in the optimal time where we think about controlling crabgrass and other types of weeds. But we do see a lot of other weeds popping up in our yards. And people want to try to control some of those. And a lot of those can be actually... the ones that are up can be controlled with a post-emergent herbicide. And there are a lot of different ones on the market. We tend to recommend a product that actually has three major ingredients or either four. One is active ingredient will be 2,4-D, mm-hmm. MCPP, and dicamba. And the fourth one, with the weather being like it is, excuse me, is probably one that has carfentrazone in it. That kind of will help speed up the process and will kind of work a little bit better in these. These look cool. We still start kind of cool, but a lot of people want to try to get a hand on those weeds that they see coming up already.
Now, despite the fact that the groundhog here in Rutherford County did see his shadow, ran him back into the hole, Now, that means 13 more weeks of winter, I think it is.
Wow.
it hadn't started yet.
It seems like winter, with the weather like it is today, and we've been having.
Well, hopefully this will be in error. I mean, hopefully the groundhog will be wrong this time. Although it is one of those folklore things, and Dwayne Trail said going to be a mild winter, though.
It's been very mild.
It has been. His woolly worm forecast has absolutely been on target this year. So I guess people are really, like you say, the calls have been about putting out gardens and what have you. When is a safe time to put out those cool weather gardens, cool season gardens? Would that be the first one you'd put? What would you put out first? You can tell I've put up many gardens.
Well, yeah, Bart, you're right on target. We will call them a cool season garden, okay. Or spring garden. You're right on cue, really. Things like kale, lettuce, whether the lettuce, leaf lettuce, mustards, onions, can be put out usually in the middle of February time frame. Mm-hmm. So we're in a time we can put out some of those. But things.
So like, we can actually start putting them out now.
Yeah, we are getting real close. I mean, the weather permitting, put some of those cool season vegetables out. And things like beets and broccoli and cabbage, particularly beets and broccoli, some of those we put out more in March time frame. But a lot of them can be done now as well up through March. So we're in a good time to start really preparing for some of those cool season vegetables and trying to get some of those planted.
All righty. So start putting those out. And do you have some brochures and things on how to, because there's a lot of first-time gardeners out here.
Well, we have a lot of good publications on a lot of different things, really. But one that most homeowners probably can go by or can download online would be Growing Vegetables in the Home Garden. And that book would actually talk about site selection, what to look for in a good site, also how to plan your garden out, how you lay out your rows, and also even talk about what different types of garden tools you'll need.
Mm-hmm.
And also for soil preparation, about soil test and adding the proper fertilizer line based on soil test recommendation. Also talk about preparing your soil. Then it go in, and then like you mentioned earlier, the spring vegetables or warm season vegetables have a guide tell you when to plant those different types of vegetables, and also the timing when you want to plant those different types of vegetables, whether by seed or transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And continue pretty much through the whole garden season, talk about irrigation for certain vegetables or when they get drought situations, especially for our warm season vegetables, weed control, insect disease control, as well as harvesting. So it really go through the whole thing to deal with vegetable garden in one publication, and it does kind of a summary in it pretty much in like 20 something pages. So it really is a nice little guide for most homeowners to come by the office and pick up, or either they can download it from the website.
What about putting out grass seeds and or if they choose pre-emergence? Obviously we probably need to remind people you don't do both of those. But when aren't we pretty close to that time too?
We're getting pretty close. Put out most time we think about pre-emerge. We think about for crabgrass prevention or some of those warm season grasses. Warm season weeds we consider most of them are grasses. But yeah, you want to kind of oversee some of those places that you possibly oversee in the fall, then come up in tall fescue. I'll probably go ahead and try to get that out, but as you mentioned, you're correct, is that you can't do both at the same time. So you don't want to go in and put a pre-merge out and then come behind it with some grass seed, because those products really inhibit seed germination, so you'll be preventing your seeds from coming up. So,
now, the time we put out some pre-emergence, I remember we had not a real good stand of grass, and we'd tried to get grass to grow and had better luck with weeds, obviously. But put out some pre-emergence, and a funny thing happened. It did get rid of the weeds, but it gave more room for the grass to grow, and that seemed to work. I was sort of surprised at that, because you're trying to get the whole yard looking green and everything, and you have a heavy mix of weeds in with a little bit of grass. So if you get rid of the weeds, the grass can do much better.
Yeah, that is correct. When we think about grass, but we look at it as each grass seedling is actually it's a plant, and we know that two plants can't occupy the same space.
Somebody said something like that before on something that wasn't a plant.
So, well, we can't occupy the same space. But really, if you remove the weeds, if you have a stand of weeds, and you try to go in and plant grass there, then the weeds and grass cannot occupy the same space. So really, you remove the weeds, then there's a good opportunity for some grass to go. But if you also have good stand of grass, which I think is probably the best weed control, is have a good vigorous growing grass plant there, which would be the entire lawn, then there's no place for the weed to come up in. So
now, of course, if you're in a relatively new home, or if you just had a home for a while and the yard hasn't turned out to be the way you want it, this is a good way to make the grass that you have do well. But it may not be the grass that you want. And that's where, and I need to say this again, they need to come over to the Ag Center. Tell us what you have to let people know what this grass, the different varieties are like.
Well, Bart, actually, we have a demonstration plot with, I think it's about 22 to 23 different tall fescue varieties of grass that Mitchell had worked on for quite a few years and kind of managed those. As well as we have some warm season grasses, which would be Bermuda, Georgia, in our area. People who coming up from further south really like the centipede and St. Augustine grass, but they don't seem to do as well in our area yet, but they are working on some new cultivars. Hopefully we'll get out released soon that will be good for us. But really, you made a good point. The timing of the year when people are actually trying to renovate their lawns or even establish their lawn is very crucial into grass selection time. Like we're getting a period now, yeah, we can go in and oversee some tall fescues and things like that. They'll come up and do quite well, especially with the moisture that we have in the ground now. But really the optimal time to oversee those cool season grasses and or establish them will be in the fall. So knowing that they won't have a long period of time until the roots can really grow and be established where they can really kind of defend on their own, we like to think. But then we come into a period where any much later than that, we'll be looking at not planting tall fescue at all. I want to look at planting a warm season grass like the Bermuda or Georgia.
Can you mix them up? So you could have green grass longer and earlier, where you have a little bit of each?
We have a lot of turfs in Middle Tennessee that has both of them in it. But the problem is, they can coexist to a certain extent, but really you are managing for two different grasses. The management schedules for those are completely opposite. Because when you be fertilizing the Bermuda or warm season grass, be the summertime frame, it's a time you don't want to put any fertilizer or nitrogen, particularly on tall fescue, because you'll be actually promoting the chance for a disease called brown patch to come into a tall fescue. But the Bermuda will love it and thrive on it. And then vice versa, in the wintertime when the Bermuda is trying to rest, which it will be rested, then it's a time to fertilize those cool season grass when they thrive and just be vigorously growing and that nutrient doing it good. So really, most people, they manage both of them. What we do see a lot of it with people who have the Bermuda, for instance, or warm season grasses, that they'll come in the wintertime and oversee those with an annual ryegrass, and that will give them green coverage year-round, pretty much. And then once that late spring, early summer come on, that ryegrass will have a tendency to die off, and then Bermuda will be coming out of dormancy. But so there are some things that people are doing to actually have green grass year-round if they have both of them. But really trying to really plant Bermuda and plant tall fescue, I would strongly advise against from planting both of those.
So right now then, if you're relatively happy with the grass you have, but it's 80% weeds, put the pre-emergence out, let that get rid of all the weeds, don't worry about the grass. Come fall, overseed with more of the grass that you want. Is that making sense? Does that sound like a logical thing to do?
It does, but a lot. thing is, depending on how much weeds, how many weeds you have weeds already up.
Mm-hmm.
The pre-merge.
Or are they already up, coming
out? There are some up already. The pre-merge is not going to help you with those weeds. And really what you want to come in and do and use a post-emerge material, something again like they had those three active ingredients we mentioned earlier to really take those weeds, to kill those weeds. But then again, you can take a chance on planting some tall, we're still in the time we can go in and plant some cool season grasses like tall fescue. And then weather permits and you manage it properly, you will make some of those to stand versus trying to go through the whole summer without having any grass or very few grass or either. If you're interested in a warm season grass, then we're too early for that. You want to come in May, June, even late April time frame to plant the warm season grass. So there are some options. Really, you got to look at each situation a little different and kind of see how they want to manage their lawn and what their overall goal is.
And this is also a very good time of the year to do some soil testing. So you'll know what you need. Is your soil deficient in, you know, this or that? Don't just go out and throw something on. Don't put sulfur on it if it doesn't need it. Nitrogen, just find out what it really needs. Good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
I'm doing good today.
Good.
Yes, I was wondering if, can I plant tulip bulbs now?
What about that? Tulip bulbs.
If you have them, it wouldn't be a problem. We'd like really like to try to get those bulbs out in the fall of the year. It's the best time for those be planted, but yeah, you can plant them. You might get them come up a lot later. Tulips should be coming up pretty soon if they're not. I hadn't really looked to see if any coming up around the community already, but that's one of the ones that, again, October, November time frame is the ideal time to plant those, but it won't hurt to plant them. They may come up even later and be a little shorter. They may not get or you may not see any blooms at all this year.
So, I mean, today, for all practical purposes, could be a fall day. It's sunny, you know, not real cold, not real hot either. So today might be a good day to try that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing fine, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Yes, sir, the tulips are coming up. Mine's been coming up top of the ground for about 2 weeks.
Ooh, okay.
And the buttercups, they've been out about the 1st of January, and they still are looking good. Also saw ladybugs flying around, so things seem like it's getting ready for the groundhog, I guess.
Well, he got scared and ran into his hole today. He saw his shadow.
Yeah, well, God bless him.
Doesn't take too much to scare him.
Have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling. Well, at least he did better than the male skunks out there. I mean, after hearing that story about why we have so many skunks out there, that's sort of sad. Dead skunks out in the middle of the road there.
Only intelligent people live in Little Rock. And
here is that ode to a dead skunk that Anthony had never heard of. If the guy will start singing and stop talking, we'll be.
Middle of the road, dead skunk in the middle of the road, dead skunk in the middle of the road, stinking the high heaven. You know what? You have skunks here, right?
That's Loudon Wainwright, you know? By the way. That was
a
popular song long time ago. Tell you what, let's check. We won't check on the skunks. Let's check on the weather, the traffic, and we'll be back and take more of your calls right here on WGNS. If you have a skunk report or a skunk story, call us.
Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro. We're keeping the drive alive by putting our biggest and best players on the front line. Go big with the mighty 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4. $12,000 off MSRP. Score big this week at Ford of Murfreesboro, your go-to dealer for Ford trucks and the number one Ford dealer in Middle Tennessee, 1550 Broad Street, or fordofmurfreesboro.com. Discount on 2012 F-250 Super Duty Crew Cab 4x4, stock number E823583, number one volume ranking based on November 2011 sales report, retail and fleet cars and trucks combined. Offer expires February 3rd.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Colored gemstones express your personality with color. Our gemstones are all natural, not man-made. From blue sapphire, vibrant ruby, green amethyst, orange citrine, to black onyx. Excite your mood and your wardrobe. with a collection of colored stone jewelry from Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
If your oil is leaking and your brakes are squeaking, call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Service you can trust. On Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest service, fair prices.
Good morning. Still have a couple of accidents in the processing stage. This is an injury accident, Hazelwood at Las Casas Pike, and also a 1650 block of MTSU. That's a fender bender causing problems over on the east side of Murfreesboro. Also seeing traffic easing just a bit around I-24 at the 96 exit, also I-24 at the 231 exit. Las Palmas Mexican Restaurant has a brand new menu, voted the best Mexican restaurant since 1990. Stop by for lunch or dinner online at LasPalmasMXRest.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic for WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Areas of fog early today, otherwise beautiful sunshine, 62 for your high with a north-northwest wind between 5 and 10 miles per hour. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Feluber. Right now, it is 48.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Talk with the police chief, the mayor, and other local leaders about issues that concern you. Weekday mornings at 10 after 8 on the Action Line.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Back.
Cheer me up, cheer me up, 'cause I'm all alone and I'm taking it day by day. Cheer me up, cheer me up.
We're talking lawns and gardens today. Also, a few favorite skunk stories. 893-1450, Anthony Tuggle is with us, and let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. The skunk problem, I just wonder if it's due to the locusts we had this past summer, and they're out now too, you know, they seem to have more food, they produce more, so I just thought that might be part of what reason we're seeing so many of them around.
Yeah, that's interesting. So skunks eat locusts, is that?
Well, the grubs, probably.
Grubs, mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet they do, yeah. So we have an abundance of food supply, Mother Nature working it out. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Probably,
good point. Thank you for calling.
I wish we had Michael here from Animal Control to come over and talk about the skunks.
Skunk aficionado.
Yeah, see what he has to say about it.
Hi there, you're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Is that me?
That is you. Good morning.
Oh, I just looked at the calendar and... the first day of spring is the 20th of March.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the groundhog consulted with the calendar or not.
Well, yeah, I haven't talked with him this morning. He ran back into his hole and just was very frightened.
But I just thought that is the first day of spring.
What was it again, the 22nd of March?
The 20th of March.
20th of March, okay. Well, that'll be here before we know it.
I know. But, we always say the groundhog, if he sees his shadows, something about 6 more weeks. Well, the 2nd of February is usually about 6 weeks before the first day of spring.
Mm-hmm.
No matter if he sees it or not.
Right. So, yeah, who knows?
Yeah. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. If you have a question or a comment this morning, good morning. You're on WGNS with Anthony Tuggle. How are you today?
Good morning. You want a good skunk story?
Absolutely. We need a skunk story.
When I was in the fifth grade, we had there was a little girl in our class that her dad bought her a pet skunk. And it was the cutest thing you've ever seen. I mean, I thought that was really neat. I thought, I would like to have me one of those. So So, me and a couple of my friends, we were hunting, and we saw our skunk. So we thought we'd catch that skunk and take it and see if we could get it de-skunked. Needless to say, I came home holding that. But they told me if you'd hold it with the tail, it wouldn't spray.
Yeah.
Wrong. That's absolutely wrong. Anyway, the three of us got completely covered. We did take it home. Mother saw us, and she had a fit. And we tried everything in the world to get that smell out. And it just happened to be about this time of the year. And, you know, every time we'd be in the gym for PE class, we'd start sweating. Everybody would start moving away. It took a long time to get that smell off. But we learned that that's not a good idea to try to catch one.
No, I wouldn't think. Let me ask you this. Did you wash in tomato juice, and does that really work?
We tried tomato juice, and Mother even used cola oil, which blistered us. And ended up she just burned the clothes. She said, and you know, clothes at that time, that was probably 1950. So clothes at that time were not easy to come by.
No.
So, every time I smell a skunk, that memory pops back into my mind.
So your recommendation for anyone who wants to get a skunk, it is not true that holding it by the tail keeps it from spraying.
It doesn't work.
Okay. I'm glad you mentioned
that. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you for calling. Hey, we do have the official word. Now, we told you about Rutherford Ralph. He did see his shadow, and he scampered back into the hole 6 more weeks of winter. But we have not heard from Punxsutawney Phil. And I think it is one of those things that as a service, as a real news station, this is stuff you need.
As I look at the crowd on Gobbler's Knob, many shadows do I see. 6 more weeks of winter, it must be.
Oh, no. And that was this morning. You heard it. Right here. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Bart, are you there?
I'm here. You have any groundhogs out there, or did they all run back into the hole?
I want to talk to you about skunks.
Okay.
I've got a thing here that I've got off internet, because my dog, you know, I've got a dog out here, and he occasionally gets hold of a skunk, or the skunk sprays him. I'm not sure which.
Ooh.
But anyway, one quart, something's happened. I'm breaking up, Bart.
I can hear you. You're coming in good, but it does.
Okay. 1 quart of hydrogen peroxide.
Okay.
1 quart of hydrogen peroxide, 1/4 cup of baking soda, and 1 teaspoon of dishwashing liquid, Dawn or Joy or one of those. And that'll get the job done.
And you've tried it yourself, and it works.
Yes, I've got a boxer dog, and that's what I bathe him in. And then, of course, later I'll rinse him off. But that'll work.
It must be sort of stout trying to wash him, too. I mean, you're right up there with it.
You know, my beautiful wife, Park, teaches English to a bunch of Hispanic ladies down at First Methodist Church on Tuesday and Thursday, and they did a little study recently on skunks, and it was interesting to read about them.
I bet.
There's a lot of things. If you can get them by their back legs, now that's a little bit of a problem, but if you can get them by their back legs and hold them up, they won't spray you.
Are you going to try that and let us know?
No, I'm going to let my beautiful wife try it.
Let her try it.
Okay. Bart, you guys have a good day.
Thank you. Well, you have a
bye-bye.
Good one, too. Bye-bye. So now we have two different opinions. Hold them by the back legs, and they won't spray you. Or hold them by their tail, and they won't spray you. But the guy who held them by the tail said
they still
that
spray.
Does not work. So we haven't tried the back legs. Anthony, would you do that and report back to us? I would do it, but I've got something else I have to do.
Well, I'm going to opt out of this one also.
Oh, have any of you tried the back legs? I mean, saying it is one thing, but actually doing it and reporting back to us, that's the important thing.
That's right. We don't we hear all these, so we want you to actually have tried one of them, right?
That's right. 893-1450. And you know what I have noticed? These buzzards, the vultures, they're out there. They'll eat anything almost. They're out sitting on the side of the road, and when there's a rabbit or something in the road, they're all over it. The skunks stay there for weeks and weeks. I don't see any vultures. Even the vultures know.
Since you mentioned that, Bart, I don't think I've seen one either eating a skunk.
They're not dumb birds, I guess. Oh, man. 893-1450 is our phone number. We're talking lawns and gardens and skunks and groundhogs. Today's a Groundhog Day lunch over at MTSU.
Wow, good deal.
Yeah, Coach Steve Pete, he has a dream he always shares with the Groundhog Day Luncheon, 11:30 today at MTSU. All benefits the Blue Raider baseball program. It is worth attending. I tell you, he has perhaps one of the most vivid imaginations of anybody. He even beats the guy who wrote the song Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road. Steve Peterson, our hat's off to you. Looking forward to hearing your dream as he tells it. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us, won't you?
Let the rain fall down everywhere up around you. Give into it now. Let the day surround you. You don't need a reason. Let the rain go on and on.
When severe weather strikes, we break in.
Meteorologist,
our meteorologist giving you an exclusive Weather Eye forecast on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
Family Staffing has been a fantastic experience for me. I don't know what I would have done without them.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
They have given me hope when I didn't think there was any hope.
It's just the most involved kind of relationship, and when it works, it is so beautiful.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best. Call 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come see us for all those wonderful gift ideas, from our gift department to clothing. We have a hunting section.
We've really upped our selection of ammo and got really good prices on them.
That's the Rutherford Farmers Co-op Farm and Home Center. And also for your furry friends in our pet and bird section. So come visit us at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. We're located just off of South Church at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard. That's the Rutherford Farmers Co-op Farm and Home Center.
That's up there in Pennsylvania, Pottsylvania, Pennsylvania. And I'm not sure what they are doing now, but seriously, that is. That's after Pottsylvania Phil saw his shadow and it was declared six more weeks of winter.
They're having a good party up there.
Did you see that movie Groundhog Day?
I did.
It did look like they had fun. I have to say that. 893-1450. Have any of you ever been to Pennsylvania, Ponsatonia, I guess it is, on Groundhog's Day? I mean, that has to be a classic. I've never been there. I'm not even sure where Ponsatonia, Pennsylvania is. I guess it's near Philadelphia. Everything's probably near Philadelphia. 893-1450. Have any of you ever been to the official Groundhog's Day? Not that Rutherford Ralph is not official. That's about as official as you can get, I think. He saw his shadow, too. As soon as I saw that sun out this morning, I knew he was going to see the shadow. But there was a beautiful mist out this morning, at least where I was, a fog almost. But it was very low-lying and was just gorgeous this morning. 893-1450 is our phone number. We're talking lawns and gardens, and tulips are blooming. We've had a report on the tulips, mm-hmm. and the skunks are out there sleeping in the road forever. Forever sleep there. And Anthony is here, all rights in the world. Everybody's happy.
Everyone seems to be real happy.
Except the skunks and the groundhogs. The groundhogs are scared and the skunks are dead. 893-1450. That was interesting, though, about the grubs.
The
skunks maybe are in larger number to eat up the abundance of grubs that we've had and reduce the population of cicadas and what have you.
Yeah, I was just looking up. They have a pretty broad diet.
The skunks do.
Yeah, insects, earthworms, other rodents, lizards, salamanders, frogs, snakes, birds, moles, eggs.
I didn't know they did all that.
I didn't either till now. Berries, roots, leaves, grass, fungi, nuts.
When Anthony comes equipped, he comes equipped. I mean...
So they pretty much eat everything.
They do a good job. You wonder, what is the skunk's purpose? And you just covered it right there. So this is Be Nice to a Skunk Day, because it gets rid of things that we sometimes wish we didn't have.
Yeah, they're classified as omnivores. They eat everything.
And did you include moles in that? Did I hear you say moles?
I did say moles.
All right.
Then we got our control for moles.
There we go.
So we have further skunk. I don't know. I think I'd rather have my yard tour.
Than have
a smell of a skunk around.
As long as they don't get excited around you, that's okay.
Stay in front of them, right, not behind.
That's right. And if you see them in the daytime, that's bad. Skunks are nighttime animals. And I know in the summertime, they're always saying, if you see a skunk in the daytime, notify animal control because it's probably rabid. And rabies are spread a lot by skunks. I mean, think of all the things skunks come into contact with. Dogs, cats, foxes, rabbits. What if they're, I guess they're rabid rabbits too. That's a strange one to say. Rabid rabbits?
Rabid rabbits.
But I guess it could be. 893-1450 is our phone number. And one thing we haven't had a lot of conversation about lately, and you may have seen it being a rural-type guy, turkeys. I have not seen that many turkeys lately. And there for a while, every time you didn't matter whether you were in the city or out in the country, you'd see a lot of turkeys. I don't... Do the skunks eat turkeys? That'd be a switch. Bitty animal with a big bird.
Well, I didn't list turkeys as one of their food, but you're right, Bar. We usually see a lot of turkeys.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen them.
I haven't seen many this year. We'd have our flock just kind of hibernating in my backyard, but now I don't think I've seen them maybe once or twice the whole winter time frame.
Which brings up another question the dogs, what are those called? The cowboy dogs.
The hound dog.
No, not ain't nothing but a hound dog. What are they? 893-1450. Help us out there. These are the wild dog, coyotes. That's okay. And I wonder if they eat turkeys. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
He was talking about turkeys. I got a bunch up here behind my house that roost every night.
Oh, okay.
There'll be about 40 of them. When they come off a roost, they'll fly down in front of my house, or they'll fly down in my pasture, or they might go over to the neighbor's pasture.
What area of town do you live in?
I live out towards Beach Grove, out on 41.
Now, are they a nuisance, or you just enjoy the beach?
Unless in the summertime, you know, when you got your garden going and you can't keep them out of there, you shoot right at them with a shotgun and they'll still just sit there and eat.
Oh, okay. So they eat your gardens. I didn't realize.
Yeah, they eat my garden. They go through my electric fence. I got an electric fence to keep the deer out, but the turkey just walk and duck right down the electric fence and go on in there and eat like it's dead at the grocery store.
They appreciate you, though. It's nice to know that. Well, thank
them
you for calling.
Yeah. Them and the rabbits.
Hey, have you?
All right, I'm going to get off here.
Well, let me ask you, have you had a big number of skunks this year at your place?
Nah, I've seen one. I got dogs around, and I just seen one, you know, here lately.
Oh, okay. So no big skunk problem then. They're all over in this end of town.
Yeah, thanks. I seen one on down the road this morning, you know, over here close to where I live, but I didn't see the one I seen in my front yard, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
I've had a coyote in my front yard before.
How big do they get?
The coyote?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them get the size of German Shepherd or bigger.
Wow. That's big. Don't want to mess with those.
Yeah, my neighbor shot a big male that we've been having a big nuisance problem. He finally shot him, but the female got away.
Ooh.
Of the two that was over there messing with his cat.
Wow. Thank you for calling.
All right.
You have a good day. A coyote as big as a German Shepherd. That's trouble.
It's a big
good morning. Boy. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Okay. You doing okay?
Doing great. Thank you. Hope you are.
Oh, I'm doing just fantastic.
Good.
I'm doing all right. I want to know the proper number to the animal control sign. If you do you have that in?
I don't have it, but I can find it probably. What do you need control of? You got skunks or coyotes?
Well, I've had about two or three animals down through there. Well, I have had a skunk, and I've had a possum.
Yeah. You got.
And I just want the proper number to the animal thing, if it's any way possible.
Anthony does. He has it.
It's 898-7740.
Let me get my pencil out.
Okay, here, let me let you, you can borrow mine. There
you go. Are you ready?
He's got it. I just handed him one through the phone.
Okay, all right, 898.
Let me see, let me have it again, please, sir.
898.
898.
Yes, sir. 77.
77.
40.
40.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for a possum?
What? They're pretty good on bread.
Oh, good? Well, I'll see if I can try some of that.
Tastes a lot like possum. Chicken.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
893-1450 is our phone number. You're listening to WGNS. We'll be back before we get in more trouble.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had Family Staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Maybe you need a new mattress. Well, you can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Perry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Now, FM 100.5 is louder, so you can listen longer. We've increased power to better serve you. This is WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Here's our song. Sing together, everybody. Come on, Anthony.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. And it's stinking to high.
This is an educational show today. I didn't know you could play the guitar that way. I tell you, you could write a song probably about anything. Dead skunk in the middle of the road, Loudon Wainwright III. Yeah, they're out there, the skunks.
They are out there.
Interesting though, about how the guy said it's because it's mating season, and I guess they're thinking about girl skunks and not thinking about the headlights coming toward them there. So, could be. 893-1450. We've had people tell us this morning, if you hold them by the legs, you're safe. Pick them up, hold them by the legs. And he had not tried it. The other guy who said, I've heard that if you hold them by the tail, you're safe. Hold them up by the tail. And he had tried that, and he said, that's not true. They can spray you, and they did. And he remembers it well. I think you would. That's one of those moments in life that you would always remember, yeah, if you were sprayed.
You should be one you forget easily.
And you probably won't do it again. Anthony, we have learned a lot today. I'm not sure how we can use it, but we can. We certainly have something to stimulate the conversation at lunch today.
Maybe after lunch. I don't think I want to have this conversation.
I mean, you can start your lunch today with asking about Punxsutawney Phil or Rutherford Ralph, and you can talk about dead skunks in the middle of the road. We can talk about everything imaginable today. Anthony, you have stimulated the entire community. If you have a need for more information from Anthony, because he obviously even had the diet of a skunk. Anthony, where can they get in touch with you? What's your phone number over at the Ag Center?
Well, they can reach the Ag Extension office at 898-7710, or they can stop by 315 John R. Rice Boulevard to have a chat and pick up some information they like.
Yeah, and who knows? If you go over at the right time, there may be a dead skunk in the middle of the driveway there. Anthony, thank you for joining us today.
Enjoyed it, boy. Thank you.
Anthony Tuggle visiting with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Hey, you have a super rest of the day. I'll see you. We'll be back tomorrow.
Right now, it's probably a behinder with a blue stick showing her how to shoot a combo.